Yes, Lord, I worship you. I worship you. I worship you.
Oh,
glory and the praise, Lord.
I give you praise. We worship you, awesome, awesome God, worthy to be praised. I worship you, I worship. I worship you. I worship you. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you for a new day, a new month. Oh, how awesome you are, Father. Be exalted in our worship, in our adoration. We bless your holy name, Most High. Have your way, O God, have your way in the lives of your people today. Let deliverance take root in the hearts of your people. Let every plague, every restraint, be destroyed, and let peace reign in the lives of your people. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, do a work in us that we've not experienced before. Speak to us in the language of our Father, and transform our lives that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Mandele bo se ke telebra sakata kaya. Shikata ta da 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 ba shikata da 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 kata da da ko. Let the Lord be magnified. Let all people worship him who deserves all our worship and adoration forever. We cast every care, every burden, every concern at your feet now, and we receive the release that you give to your people, the freedom, the liberty. Awesome God, do a new thing, a fresh work of grace, a As we have stepped into this month, let all that you have promised increase and expand. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. Awesome God, we worship you. Awesome God, we worship you. Awesome God, we worship you. Awesome God, you are so good. Awesome God, you are so good. We worship you.
We worship you.
Have your way in this service, Father. Have your way. We position ourselves to hear from you. We take that which you have given to us so freely, and we possess our possessions in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. That was awesome. You may be seated. We give God praise for his faithfulness. I want to welcome you all to the house of the Lord this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made for us all to rejoice and be glad. I want you to be reminded about that. That this day, God made it. Amen? The devil has not made any days. So there is no day that you and I cannot rejoice and be glad. It's a decision. You make that decision. I will be glad today. I will rejoice today. Hallelujah. I will take that which God has for me today. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the first day of May. It's a great month. Amen. Hallelujah. And God has a word for us for this month. And I'd like to have that message announced so we can all declare it together. In March, he told us, March was our month of what? Victory. And April was the month of what? Acceleration. There is a word for May. Amen. Month of expansion. Praise the Lord. Expect God to expand you in every area of your life. Hallelujah. And may he do it in an accelerated way. Praise God. Somebody say expansion.
Expansion.
Say it again, expansion.
Expansion.
One more time.
Expansion.
Expansion. I don't know if you saw all of the images or made sense of all of them. One of the images right there in the middle was some shack. I think you saw it. And then expanding, not of the shack, but structure expanding, and then an enlargement, this great mansion, from the shack to a mansion. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God expand you and I in supernatural ways. Praise the Lord. He's promised that he will do a new thing. Praise God. He didn't say next thing, he said a new thing. Praise God. When God says a new thing, it's a new thing. And this is the first day of what month?
May.
And it's a new month. Hallelujah. And God will do something new for you this month.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Someone say, God is good.
God is good.
Say, all the time.
God is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. And I see some people have not seen for a long, long time. It's good to see the Minots here. And Mrs. Walker, hallelujah. And I see you have somebody else sitting with you. Well, bless you all. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God day, everybody.
God day.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, today is May 1st. Is always special to us. It's the first day 41 years ago we came into Canada. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. May everyone experience expansion in May 2022. Amen. Let us rise and pray for all our children, that's including yourself. We pray for 120 years to zero. So that's every one of us. So Father, we thank you for all our families. Thank you for our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world. Every one of us, we are the children of the Most High God. We bless your holy name. Pray for everyone from age 120 to zero, those who are in seed form, those who are in the womb, those that are walking in this world. For every decade of life, touch every one of them. May they know you and the power of your resurrection. May their life be great. Heal, restore, and make them whole. Bring them to the place where you have called them to be. May they walk in the destiny you have created for them. May they live by what you say and not what man say. In Jesus' mighty name, and bless all our teachers. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, bless you, children. We'll see you later. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we continue to give you praise. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord and all your spirit, which is your holy word, rest heavily upon us, upon our church ministry, our city, our nation, in the name of Jesus and every household. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, there's two set of scriptures today. One you will read at home. So read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. It's just very small verse. It's not long. So read that at home. But this morning we're going to read Isaiah 54. Praise the Lord. It's also not very long. There's 17 verses. I think the other one was 20 verses. So Isaiah 54. So you can catch up. Let's start reading. Sing, starting from verse 1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing. Cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. God is about expansion and enlarging and multiplying and increase. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm going to expand. Verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, letting thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. In other words, stop those limitation thinking. Say amen. Because when you are sparing, you're saying, I don't know. You better know. God knows. Say amen. Somebody say, I stay connected to God. Always never look at your circumstances. Look at the bigness of God and not your limitation. Say amen. God is not limited. He has 1 zillion ways to solve a problem. Somebody say, I receive the solutions that come from the living God. That regards anything. Say amen. Verse 3, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. So God does not leave your family behind. This blessing is for you and your household. Say amen. Your seed shall inherit. My seed shall inherit. Amen. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt not forget the shame of thy youth, and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm free from all shame. Yes, shame is not your portion. Shame to the devil and blessing to your life and your family. Say amen. All right. So if you are a widow, God will take care of you. God says, I'm your husband. Say amen. Say amen. There will be no more reproach and shame. For thy maker is thy husband. If we should just read the scripture, it always tells you. The Lord of hosts is his name. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Hallelujah. Is the Lord of hosts. He has thousands and thousands of entourage that he sends your way. Heavenly hosts. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts is on my side. Is he on your side this morning? Well, you're supposed to be declaring the decrees of the Lord. The Lord of hosts is on my side. Remember Gehazi? You know, Elisha and Gehazi. Gehazi is so scared that they're done. All those armies, those wicked people are going to finish them up. All Elisha has to say, God, open his eyes. The army, the heavenly hosts were there all along, but he could not see it. But when he said, open his eyes, he saw it. How many hosts are sitting by your side right now? How many are in your home, in your workplace, on the streets, wherever you are traveling? How many entourage is following you? Well, you know, we always think more in the natural. If the prime minister is coming to town, or the queen is coming to town, or somebody that the world seems to give honor to, when they are coming, you have an entourage. The police, the military, they will clear the highway, and there will be a siren going around. And then the special people will start driving through. Is that not so in our world? But you have that every day. Just be conscious of it. I am not alone. There's a host all around you. 24/7. They are not functioning sometime. All the time they are functioning. Clearing the highways of demons away from your path. clearing the highways of lack and poverty and shame, clearing everything, every obstacle out of your way. Hallelujah. Heavenly host, they are working with me. Praise the Lord. And that's why you can see it most times. You travel, you can see an accident, but it's never part of you. Praise the Lord. The hosts are doing their job. Ministry angels on assignment. Is the God of the whole earth. God of the whole earth is always by my side. Say amen. All right, verse 6. Everybody should be at the right place by now. For the Lord had called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. May God gather us. Say amen. God say, I will gather you with great mercies. I receive his mercies. There are brand new ones this morning. I receive all the brand new mercies. In Jesus' name, I receive them for myself and my household. I don't know about you, so according to your faith and your confession, so shall it be. Hallelujah. God, you are merciful to me. Hallelujah. Verse 8, in a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah shall no more go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be wrath with thee nor rebuke thee. Say amen. God is not mad at you. God loves you. Say amen. Verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that had mercy on me. Amen. His covenant and his peace is for me forever. I receive that. Verse 11, O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with what? Sapphires. How many of you know sapphires are expensive stones? Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God has the best for you. God's going to give you peace, and he's going to comfort you. Those troubles that are troubling you and your family and your business and whatever it is, your health, God is going to give you peace and keep you in a place of comfort. Every tempest we command to cease and to leave in the name of Jesus. Verse 12, and I'll make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. Hallelujah. What did we say the month of May is again? Expansions. Well, God has expansion all the time. But he's not going to be giving you junk. He's going to give you the best. I receive the best expansions. I receive the best expansions. You must learn to love excellence. Some people like things that are not good. When something's really good, they criticize it. They find a way because it's not their standard. They're so used to living under the pig still. So when you do something that's wonderful, it becomes a problem. Immediately they find fault. Nee, 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 nee. But God wants the best for me and you. I receive God's best. You like junk yard? God bless you. There are many in town. Go there and feast. Enjoy. Say, that's not for me. Praise the Lord. I give my junk away. I got lots of junk, and you need to get rid of your junk, and I need to get rid of my junk. Don't start sending junk my way. God wants the best. Say amen. When God designs, he designs the best. Verse 13, and all thy children, how many of your children? All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. So never worry about the salvation of your children. As long as you begin to declare this word of the Lord, this is their portion. All my children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. So the peace of my children are not going to be small, they are going to be great. What is peace? Peace means prosperity. It means nothing is missing, nothing is broken. It is shalom. It means faithfulness, the goodness of God, everything that is good, because Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. So the Prince of Peace is their portion. Say amen. Verse 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah. In our world now, they are so scared of maybe Russia is going to send nuclear stuff to their countries because the countries don't agree with them. The Bible says you should do what? Fear not. You should be declaring this word. No terror shall come near me. See, all of you, some of you are quiet. I heard you, some of you mousing. Me, because we're on camera, maybe Putin will be seeing you and mark you. Is Putin a man? Is he God Almighty? Is he the first dictator? Where are the others? Somebody said they are in hell burning. So, but they are dead and gone. Where's Hitler? Gone. So fear not. Somebody say, fear not. Somebody say, Pastor, you're on TV and they're going to see you. Yes. What did I say? The Lord of hosts. If I'm not connected, I will not make noise. I'm highly connected. Hallelujah. I am highly what? Are you highly connected? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The God you serve is the one that the God of the whole world is the one that got fed up with the nonsense of men and called Noah. Only Noah and his family got into the ark and every other thing perished. Who can fight with that God? That's the God that's on your side this morning. He's on my side. I know who's on your side. I have a backer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every dictator shall fall. If they repent, they shall be saved. But if they think they are the God, they are sadly mistaken. There is still Nebuchadnezzar. You know, there's plenty of grass to eat. 7 years of hands and feet walking like an animal. That God is still alive and watching. Somebody say, let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Be scattered. Be scattered. Well, you better be on the Lord's side. When you're on his side, there shall be peace for you. Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, verse what? 14. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from what? Oppression. So that's what's happening in Ukraine right now. It shall come to an end. Say amen. For thou shalt not fear from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Amen. Behold, yes, it might look like the enemy is having a good time, but his end is coming short speedily. Verse 15, behold, thou shalt surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Say amen. God has settled it. We know the end result. They can gather. They can have the most weapon that you think that they're going to finish everyone. But God said they will fall. They will fall because of your sake. So let the believers open their mouth. The redeemed of the Lord begin to say so. Let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Be scattered against you and your family. Anything that is formed and fashioned against your business, against your finance, against your health, against your city, against your nation, against your extended families, be scattered. They shall fall. I say fall, fall, fall. Anything that is blocking your destiny, blocking your rising, blocking your expansion, fall in the name of Jesus. Say big amen. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals and the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I've created the waster to destroy. There's a waster that God has created is going to go destroy every plan and weapon of the enemy. Say amen. Verse 17, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, they shall, I condemn them. Somebody say, I condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Every plan you see of the enemy, condemn it. Say, you shall not be fulfilled. I scatter you and bring you to nothing. Well, that's what God tells you to do. So don't sit down there and take it. Open your mouth and destroy it. Say amen. Say amen. You can just scatter that into nonsense and it has no more effect. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We have read your word and we believe your word. Your word is real. Your word is Jesus. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Your word is a discerner of spirit, soul, and body. Father, let this word that we have received now go to work in our lives. Go to work in our families. Go to work in every area. Where we have not been producing, may we produce. Where we have not been multiplying, may we multiply. Where we have been so distressed, may stress be gone. In the name of Jesus, we receive the peace of God. We receive the goodness of God. We receive the mercies of God. We receive the expansion of God. We receive the Redeemer who is our Holy One. We receive your strength and we receive the power that you've given to us to succeed. Succeed in the word of God. Succeed in everything that you've called us to do. Succeed in our family life. In our ministry life, in our business life, in our children's life, in our grandchildren's life, in our spouse's life, in our churches, in our city, in our nation. Father, we give you praise. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, O Lord. Peace to the nation of Israel. Peace, O God, to the nation of Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, to Ukraine, to all the nations that are calling your name now, to the islands of the seas. O God, we call upon the name of Jehovah, the I am that I am. Be present to all those who call upon your name. You are our Redeemer, we say you are. Father, we bless your holy name. Those that are sick, may they be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Those that are confused, bring peace to their mind. In the name of Jesus, may they realize they are not alone. Those who are not sure what tomorrow will bring, God, you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are the I am that I am, so you'll be present there. In Jesus' mighty name, may your people receive that which is theirs. In the service this morning, we pray for every family, every leader, everyone who's hearing the sound of my voice today. May there be a transformation and a change. We thank you, Almighty God, that 41 years ago, May 1st, you brought us to this nation to do what we are doing. And now our voice have enlarged and expanded beyond this nation to the nations of the earth. So we give you praise, Almighty God. We give you praise, we give you praise. And we thank you, God, for your faithfulness. May this next phase be expansion and growth and more joy in serving you. Bless all those who are struggling financially today. Father, touch their pocketbook. Minister grace to them. For your word says you give us the power to get wealth. So give them God's idea and the solution to get what they need to pay their bills and to live comfortably. In Jesus' mighty name. Be in the service this morning. Bless everyone. Bless Mama Cerulo and David Cerulo, Apostle, myself, and all our leadership team, and all those we are praying for. In Jesus' mighty name, let your word come now with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy and truth, healing, deliverance, and wholeness, and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. And Sister Aline and the family, God bless you.
I did. I am struck with amazement at the goodness of the Lord. And just a simple fact that in this house, I can be certain that God will speak to us. Mom and I don't talk about the message. I didn't even tell her what this month, the word of the Lord for this month. She didn't know. Now, the only person who knew was Kristen, because she had to do the video. And the word of the Lord to us every Sunday is so interconnected, interlocked. God is saying something during the prayer time, in the reading of the scriptures, and in the preaching of the word. Why do I say all of this? To say this: don't take for granted the word that you hear from this house at any time. I was talking with somebody just the other day, and there's a pattern, and it's happened for years, that every time I have to counsel somebody with a word, I'll say, go to the message from last Sunday, or go to the message last Friday, or go to the message on Wednesday. All the answers that you need is in that message. Because every word is tailor-made for God's people. It's a message. It's a proclamation. And you and I need to embrace it, hear it, receive it, and run with it. You take it. Some say, I'm going to take the word of God and make good use of it. Word of God says it is the sword of the Spirit. The word of God, it's a sword. It's not just for, you know, a few months ago they were, you know, talking about Ukraine and Russia and, you know, trying to decipher whether the weapons that they're going to send to Ukraine were defensive weapons or offensive weapons. I tell you what, if it's defensive, it's going to be offensive. Hallelujah. If you don't believe it, come close to me when I have my shield, and if I bash your face with it, tell me whether it was defensive or offensive. The word of God works both ways. Hallelujah. And do understand this, when God says something, the devil is always trying to contradict it. So that's why you need to use your own mouth to declare what God said, to enforce it. The first time I preached on spiritual warfare, many years ago, I think it must have been sometime in 85, 86. Well, you know, to a congregation that was the congregation God has assigned to me, that message was called The Enforcers. That is the title. I'm not good at giving titles, but I still remember it. The Enforcers. You see, you take the word of God and you enforce the will of God for your life. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to say or do. You do what God wants you to do. Did you know that the name Mary means bitter? And it means rebellious? What kind of a name is that? When God chose Mary, He chose Mary not just because she was a virgin, but because she saw something in her that said, it doesn't matter what name you call me, I am going to be as sweet as possible. I'm going to be a person of peace. You can call me rebellious all you want, but what you say is not what I'm going to live out. I'm going to live out what I know the right thing is. And God says, I like her. That's good. And today you and I need to embrace the truth of God's word. Does anyone here know what good is? If I give you rotten apples, will that be good? So you're not going to eat rotten apples. What can you do with the rotten apples to bring good? Applesauce. Rotten apples? Maybe I can get the seed and grow something new. Hallelujah. When you are faced with a situation that doesn't sound good, find the good in it, because there are always treasures hidden. You gotta dig it out. Dig it out. Don't say, oh, it's all bad, and start getting drained by that. Make your own story. The Bible says in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, it says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And Jabez was more kabod. It's translated here as honorable, but it can be also translated as glorious. But watch this. It says, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him with sorrow. But Jabez, which means sorrow, which means pain, decided, that's not going to be my story. Sure. You see, are you here? The devil always fights that which is good and great. And that mother, recognizing that she was struggling to give birth, should have recognized, I'm giving birth to a great child. Pregnancy. It's not easy. It causes you to expand. But in the midst of that expansion and growth, there is something growing on the inside that is hidden from view. But at the time of birthing, there is contraction. Hear me. There is contraction. Let me say it a third time. There is contraction. And while that contraction is taking place, there is an expansion. How can both things be happening at the same time? Contraction and expansion. It's called the birthing process. God brings you to a place where you become very aware of the very fact that your life is going to go through experiences. The mother of Jabez was going through that. She was in much pain, struggling. She might have been going through this contraction experience for days. Because something didn't want it to happen. Trying to resist the expansion. When you are going through much pain and you don't seem to be seeing the results, what do? Do you confirm like she did? Ultimately, your name is Jabez. Your name is sorrow. Your name is pain. Every time I see you, I see the pain. And Jabez says, no, I'm going to show you another picture. Because the reason you went through all that pain was because of the greatness of God in my life. Because of the glory of God in my life. Because of the honor of God. I am greater. I am more glorious than all of the easy things you had. I may have been pain, but you're going to see that there was greatness in me all the while. Somebody shout hallelujah. Life is filled with challenges. But it's those who stand against the challenges of life that experience the joy and the pleasures of victory. You may be going through something, but remember, you are going through it. Hallelujah. There's another side to that issue. Praise the Lord. Disappointments come, but you can switch it off and say, this DIS appointment is a THI disappointment with God. You make that decision. You cannot allow yourself to be beaten down every day, day in and day out, and embracing that. You've got to sing a new song. Oh, I like the passage of scripture Mama read, you know, to us. I'm going to be preaching from it some other day. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54 and verse 1. Sing. Sing, O barren, sing. Thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing. Oh, hallelujah. And cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child. You didn't even go through any pain. Oh, but I tell you what. You're going to have children. Whether you've gone through pain or not gone through pain, you are going to have children. For more are going to be the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. You know, the incredible story of Isaiah 54 is that the Bible says that she was a widow. So she was married and now was a widow. You will think that it was too late for her. I'm used up. And people saying, look at you. You got married. You didn't have any children. Now your husband is dead. There is something wrong with thou. Something very wrong. I'm not going to touch this one with a 10-foot pole. But God says, you are perfectly situated because I work with impossible situations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jabez. Everywhere he went, they called him pain. They called him sorrow. But the Bible says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. When he called on the God of Israel, he was saying, you know what? I've had enough of this. I have had enough of this. You guys keep on calling me whatever it is you're calling me, but I am going to demonstrate something different. I am not going to be like you said. I'm going to be what I say. I am in God. Enough is enough. Did you hear that? You've got to make a decision.
Too many compromises already. Too many retreats. They invade our space and we fall back. They assimilate entire worlds and we fall back. Not again. The line must be drawn here.
Yes.
This far, no farther.
That's it. You've got to make that decision. Because in life you can be pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And as long as you allow the pushing to keep on, you will keep on moving backwards. But you've got to draw the line. And say this far and no further. I remember many years ago, we're still, I believe then, on Maryland. This city was getting flooded. Flood was coming. And the Lord said, are you going to take care of this? I said, take care of what? Are you going to take care of that flood? I said, I'm supposed to take care of the flood? He said, yes. I said, and exactly how? Since when did I become God? He said, no, son. I do nothing in the earth. It's now your responsibility. I reveal my secrets to my prophets, my servants, the prophets, so that they do and say in the earth what they want to see happen. If anything is falling apart here, you better start taking responsibility for it because I've given you all power. Oh my God. I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, go down there now. See the water and tell it no more. So I went and went to what's it called, that highway? Highway 1. And I stood by this bridge. There were others there watching the water, but I was there on assignment. And I could see the water. I could see the water almost touching the bottom of this bridge. And the bridge is way up there. Stop signs gone. Underwater. I'm saying, oh Lord, this can be fixed. Yeah? What are you going to say about it? This far, no further. Back up. Get back. Walked to the car. and drove away. That lying devil is trying to do the same thing. But it doesn't matter. The word of God says, one with God is majority. The weatherman and everybody else might be saying whatever it is that they are saying, but you and I are going to declare a different word. Right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to speak something different. And say something different. And say, no more. That lying devil's been trying that stunt. His plan is to flood this city. And he's tried every strategy. God revealed it. I saw the rain pouring and the city flooded, and I came to the saints and I said, listen, we need to pray against this, and because there's a rain poured. I just poured down just like boom and everything flooded. I said, we need to back that up. And so prayed that prayer, and then that sick thing tried to make it snow. Do you remember that? And you're talking about all this snow coming. I said, no. We're having special meetings, and we are not going to stop the special meetings because of snow. So snow, get out of here. Do you remember that? And what they said was going to happen did not happen. Those weathermen were made liars again. So the devil thought, okay, you caught me there, you caught me here. Let me just bring little showers real slow. Oh, we caught on that too. Because it doesn't matter which way he tries, he is blocked. Hallelujah. Checkmate! Devil's a liar. Jabez said, oh God, oh that thou wilt barak me, bless me. Oh that thou wilt bless me, barak me indeed. The word indeed is the same word, barak. So he was saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me, bless. Bless. That's enforcing. God, I want you to so do it that even the blind man will know this man is blessed, because I smell like the blessing. Hallelujah. The deaf will hear it. Because it's so loud, it penetrates through their deafness that I am blessed. Everyone will know that I am the blessed and highly favored. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. Oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Enlarge my capacity. Enlarge the favor that you have on my life, my influence, hallelujah, my property, enlarge in every area. Somebody say, Lord, bless and enlarge me. Enlarge me. Enlarge me. Expand me in great and exceeding ways. Increase me, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. The word Elijah is the word rabbah, and it can also be translated as nourish. So he's saying, God, so bless me and nourish me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God says that Isaac sowed. And God, at the time of famine, blessed him 100-fold. In the same circumstance, in the same environment, nothing changed. In the natural, everybody else was struggling, but God blessed him 100-fold. And the Bible says he became very great. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He became so great, he became the envy of the community. And they tried to drive him away. But everywhere he went, blessing was there. And blessing was there. And blessing was, and they were trying to strive with him. He dug the wells of his father that were filled with stones. And fresh water came up. I don't know how God is going to bless you and increase you. But I do know he has. May I say that again? I do know he has. I didn't say he is going to. I said he has. Because it's already done. And Jesus said it is finished. It's done. So it's my point to step in and begin to find that which God has put already in place for me. What is that thing that children do when they hide stuff in the treasure hunt? Okay. It's time to treasure hunt. Praise God. But the sneaky thing about it is that God always points the flashlight at where the treasure is. No sweat. Amen. God will connect you. Just like Mama prayed a moment ago, God will connect us. Hallelujah. I am disconnected from everything the devil has. I'm fully connected to everything God has. Do you receive that word? It says, enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my life with the goodness of the Lord. No matter what it is, no matter what the enemies try to do to shut me down, enlarge me. When you are being enlarged and being increased and the expansion is taking place, you begin to put pressure on whatever it is that is trying to lock you in. The other day I was putting something inside a container, forcing it in, pushing it in, and all of a sudden, what I was putting it in broke. I said, So that's how it happens. When you are forcing yourself through and expanding, you push out everything that's trying to limit you. May God give you and I a breakthrough experience. Yes. Jabez says, I don't care what name you're calling me. I know who can turn things around for me. And I'm going to go to my present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. And that thine hand might be with me. Let your hand be with me. Praise God. He says, when your hand is with me, you are going to keep me from evil. Hallelujah. You won't keep me from that which is bad. Because God's desire for you is for you and I to experience His good. I know sometimes we want to believe the natural world and experiences rather than God. But God says, and the psalmist says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And God said, I don't want you to eat out of the tree of good and evil. Because all God wants you and I to experience in our life is good. Oh, I don't know. That's why He says in His word, He causes all things to work together for our good. So when bad is coming your way, don't see bad. See good. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy is what is pushing you. Oh, come on. If you stop and you're not at your destination point, surely goodness and mercy will push you. The word of God says, He says, my blessing will pursue after you and overtake you. Hallelujah. My blessing is going to be ahead of you, with you, and behind you. The Lord put it this way. He says, when you are His sheep, you are going to come through the door and you're going to find pastures. In and out. Oh. This is too good to be true. That's a lie. It is too good not to be true. Hallelujah. That's the thinking you and I need to embrace. It is too good for me not to believe it. Because it is the truth of God. Hallelujah. If God said it, it is done. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says, I want your hand to be on me so that I am kept from that which is evil, that it may not grieve me. That it may not grieve me. The word is the word atzar, and it means to fashion. When you allow evil in your life, it begins to fashion you. It begins to mold you into its image. It begins to fabricate you. Those are all necessary translations of that word, grieve. I don't want evil in my life so that I am fabricated by that evil. If I had a way of illustrating it to you today, I would have had some one of those party stuff and pushed it into some kind of a mold. And that's what happens to people. They embrace the evil and they start thinking evil and seeing evil and living out evil. Don't let it happen.
Hallelujah. He says, God, put your hand on me. Let your hand be on me. Let your hand be with me. Let your presence, the hand of God, is the presence of God in your life. God, let your presence be so real, so tangible in my life that it keeps me from evil, that it may not fabricate me, that it may not fashion me, that it may not shape me, grieve me, hurt me, pain me. They're calling me sorrow, Jabez. Well, let your hand be upon me because I don't want that pain no more. I've had too much of this bitter pill. I don't want it no more. I don't want it no more. I want something different. And the amazing response of God is this: and God granted him that which he what? Requested. He made a supplication. He supplied an application for what he wanted. What are you asking God for? You know why I know that most of us don't believe in making a request? About 2 months ago, I asked every one of us to write out what you want to see happen in your life and bring it to the service. Where did you bring it? Uh-huh. Okay, that's where you don't have to wait for me to tell you anymore. Only one person. No, that's where you got it wrong. Jabez did not have anybody to tell him you need to ask God. You force it. Who told the woman with the issue of blood? You see, we got to get rid of our excuses. Every one of us. Because it doesn't even have to be a corporate thing. Just the very fact that it was mentioned, you take it and you say, God, I have a different story for my life. Hallelujah. I am called to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Therefore, I am extending the cords. Hallelujah. I am barren no more. Here is the crib, and these are the baby clothes. Woman, you're crazy. Don't you know you're too old to have babies? Come and see what the Lord has done. You create the room. You don't wait for all or everything to line up. Because if you wait for everything to line up, you'll never do anything. That's the reality of life. If you're just waiting for everything to fall in proper order, okay, everything is now in place, you'll never do anything. The person who is looking out on the street and say, oh, there's a lion out there. And the person who is always watching the weather will never sow. It's not perfect condition. Do you know that more people have made more money in economies that are going down? That more millionaires and billionaires are made in that kind of economy because somebody dares to believe I can. I refuse to follow the status quo. Question is, what drumbeat are you dancing to? What drumbeat am I dancing to? Now, I'm not saying bury your head in the sand and just believe that everything is okay. And you know, the Word of God says there's issues, and the fool just keeps on going towards the issue and dies. We're talking about having the hearing of God. If God says to Joseph and Mary, take off, go to Egypt, go to Egypt. Because if you don't go to Egypt, baby Jesus is going to die. He says, so, Pastor, what are you saying to me? I'm saying, let us be attentive to the word of God. Hear God. Forget about what man is saying. Hear God. And Jabez was more honorable, kabod, glorious, than his brethren. Why? He was listening to a different voice. He was listening to something else. He was dancing to a different beat. And the manifestation is that God heard him and blessed him. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, the word of the Lord says, the blessings of the Lord, they make one rich. It maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he added what? No sorrow with it. God wants me blessed. That means God wants me rich. Rich in resources. Rich in friends. Rich with destiny helpers. Rich in finances. Rich with children. Rich with favor, rich with whatever it is I need to be rich with. And he says he doesn't add sorrow with it. You know what that means then? It means that I don't need to live my life suspicious of everybody. I take a hold of that word and say, God, your blessing, the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Say it with me. The blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord. So what do I say? I say, Lord, bless me. The word of God says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, I believe it's in verse 3. It talks about this blessing of the Lord. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath what? Blessed us. Who hath blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Oh. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame in love. This is incredible. This blessing of the Lord is in heavenly places, in Christ. And God instituted it, put it in place before the world. Oh, yeah, I can't touch it myself. Before the world was made, it was provided for. When the blessing of the Lord is not readily obvious, it is not because he has not provided for it. Let me say that again. When the blessing of the Lord is not readily obvious, it is not because he's not provided for it. It is because he's trying to tell his story. Mary and Joseph were moved from their comfortable experience. They left Nazareth because there was a census, and they came to Bethlehem. And when they got to Bethlehem, the Bible says there was no room for them in the inn. Meaning then that it seemed like there was no provision. And so Jesus is born in a manger. And you will think, hey God, did you not say, I'm going to have a baby as a virgin? Yeah, I did. So why is there no room in the inn? If you have made clear your promise. And God says, I'm telling a story. Because where this manger is, this trough is, that's where sheep meant to be sacrificed are born. This one here is the Lamb of God that's going to die for the rest of the world. But in the midst of all of that, way out in the east, there are camels coming. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. The camels are coming. It seems like they're coming at the wrong time, but they're coming at the right time. Because the child was born in a manger, but they are going to meet him in a house. Because God is a God of expansion. Where you were born doesn't necessarily mean that that's where you're always going to be. Hallelujah. So don't get stuck. God is telling a story. What story has been told about your life and mine? Embrace your story and recognize this. It doesn't matter what's happening with me right now. This is not the end of it, because God is on the move and is telling his story. And guess what? While he's been born in a manger, God is talking to shepherds. An angel shows up, tells them about this good news, peace. And the Bible says a whole host of angels. Did Mary and Joseph see any of that? No. But it was happening. May I say it again? God is telling a story. And someday you will hear the rest of the story. You hear it. So I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know this was happening. I didn't know this was happening. I didn't know that was happening. I didn't know about that. Oh, God was in all of that. Many years ago, So I begin to wrap. I was supposed to go to the then GDR, East Germany, to school, and it didn't pan out. And Mama was supposed to go to London to study, didn't pan out. We ended up, both of us, not by our application, but by the application of our parents, ended up in a teacher training college called Nana College in Warri. Not a place for young people, because at that time, the only people we saw that were teachers were old people. Old people were teachers. Young people like us don't go to teacher training college. But there we were, and God was telling a story. If she had not experienced her disappointment, if I had not experienced my disappointment, we wouldn't have ended up at that place together. But while we were there, I didn't know who she was until God took me through an experience and revealed her to me before I met her in person. It's a long story. I don't want to go through all of that. I've seen her. And one day she comes to my class with somebody else that was trying to help me with my lesson plan. And as she comes through the door, the Lord says, "Do you know who that one is?" I said, "Yes. That's my future partner, my beloved future partner." Because I had seen her. God had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And He gathers it. I say in the name of Jesus, let God gather to you, to me, to us, all that belongs in our story. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is cooking something extraordinarily wonderful. And you're going to participate in it. Do you receive this word? Say, "I take the word of the Lord. And I will run with it swiftly and efficiently, because I have winning grace in my life. I am an overcomer. I break every resistance to God's will and God's word for my life. I have breakthrough grace in my life. I'm expanding in Jesus' name." Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. It's a joy to share the word of God with you this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made for us to rejoice and be glad. And may His peace garrison our hearts. May we be truly fulfilled. And may the blessings of God pursue after us and overtake us. We have all of this month to continue to expand in the word that the Lord has for us today. Praise God. Rise with me. Covenant-keeping God, there is no one like You. Alpha, Omega, there is no one like You. Covenant-keeping God, there is no one like You. Alpha, Omega, there is no one like You. covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. You're the Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Lord, who is like you? You're God that cannot lie. You're the God who blesses. Lord, oh God, today we cry out to you, just like Jabez did. We are saying, oh God, write a new story. Tell a new story. Cause our mouths to sing a new song. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out to you and we ask, oh God, that the place of limitation is not a place for us. We stretch forth, oh God, the cords and expand our tent. Enlarge our coast. God, who multiplies for your blessing, brings about multiplication. Father, multiply us, O God, in your loving kindness and your tender mercies. May our lives, O God, tell the glorious story of your awesome love. May we see situations and call it a new name. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you praise, Father. Arise and let every enemy be eradicated. May the enemies of our soul become extinct according to thy word. Extinct, extinct, extinct. Use your prayer language and pull the blessings of the Lord. Yandaba shekete lebre seke reparaba shando robo shekete lava. Oh, lebalada sante keshuka bete sekete lebro sekaya. Yanda reba shoko lebra sokoho. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we take, O God, that which you have ordained and set apart for us. We take, O God, that which you have chosen for us. Choose for us, Father. Choose for us. Choose for us. Choose for us. And bestow upon us, O God, your great grace, your magnificent blessings. Blessings that are not limitable. In Jesus' name, blessings without measure. Make a funnel before the Lord. Say with me, Lord, make me more honorable, more glorious. Thank you, Lord, that because of this grace, evil shall not befall me. I will not be fashioned according to the course of this world. But you're going to increase me, enlarge me, expand me, bless me beyond measure. And I will be a testimony that showcases your glory. Manifest your glory in me, Father. Tell a new story. with my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree it so done. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Awesome God. You may be seated. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. As we release our seed of faith, may the God of heaven multiply our seed sown. Hallelujah. May God increase you. May you capture new territories. May you have more than enough to accomplish everything you need to accomplish in your life. As you enlarge your tent and as you expand, may you never have enough room for the blessings on your life so that you are forced to be a blessing to others that don't have. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come, honor your God with your giving. If you don't have your communion element because you missed it at the beginning when you were coming in, just wave your hand and an usher will get to you and make sure that you have communion. There's some hands, I think I saw a hand on the side, some hands over here. Praise God. Just give me some extra few minutes so that you are informed of the announcements that are going to be for this week. And may I take this time to state that this Friday was meant to be our leadership prayer meeting. But we're going to have it the day previous, which will be on the 5th. So May the 4th and May the 5th are going to be leadership evenings. The 6th will be a prayer meeting, but that will be, it will just be virtual, online, just for this time. Amen. Praise God. So leaders, be aware, be informed.
And May 6th is somebody's special birthday, who knows? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, he looks good.
I look amazing.
Yes.
Not just good.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. Some people.
That's awesome.
Yes, awesome God and awesome Son of God. Yes, praise the
amen.
Lord. I buy that. Yes, yes. So somebody's turning 65, so praise the Lord.
Wow.
I think in Canada you're a rich senior.
Yes.
Old man. Well, your youth is renewed like
amen.
The eagle, so
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I'm just falling right behind. Yes, so
yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
You're trying to catch up, but
That's okay. You can. We're good.
All right. Hallelujah. God is good.
Let's rise to do our communion. Praise the Lord.
This is the body of the Lord. It was broken for our healing, for our deliverance. It represents a powerful truth that out of a bad experience, a glorious experience is birth. Sown in incorruption, but raised up incorruptible. For he took all of our sins, all of our pain, and exchanged with us all of his goodness. As you take off this body, exchange all of your pain, all of your sorrow, all of your shame, all that is not good. And as you eat of this body, take into yourself all that is glorious,
yes,
wonderful, awesome of God. Take and eat in Jesus' mighty name.
God.
Hallelujah.
Am I waiting for anybody? We're good? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. There's a cup of blessing. Let's say some words and then we take, say Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I receive. The cup of blessing.
The cup of blessing.
That you have blessed me with.
That you've blessed me with.
It's not a small cup.
It's not a small cup.
Even though it looks small.
Even though it looks small.
It's full of all heavenly riches.
It's full of all heavenly riches.
I receive. The blessings of the Lord.
The blessings of the Lord.
That add no sorrow to my life.
That add no sorrow to my
that
life.
That includes sickness.
That includes sickness.
That includes poverty.
That includes poverty.
That includes shame.
That includes shame.
That includes lack.
That includes lack.
That includes fear.
It includes fear.
Every negative thing.
Every negative thing.
It's not my portion.
It's not my portion.
No sorrow added.
No sorrow added.
As I take of this cup of blessing.
As I take of this cup of blessing.
My youth is renewed like the eagle.
My youth is renewed like
the eagle. My cells.
My cells.
My bones.
My bones.
My blood.
My blood.
My sinews.
My sinews.
My veins.
My veins.
My eternal organs,
my external organs,
from the crown of my head,
from the crown of
to
my
the
head,
soles of my feet,
to the sole of my
they
feet,
are all healthy,
they are all healthy,
they are strong,
they are vibrant,
they are just wonderful, and they will do a good service,
and they will do a good service
for me,
in Jesus' name,
now take and drink,
amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, just give us a few more minutes. You may be seated. Let us listen to the announcements.
Thank you for joining us today. Here is a quick recap of this week's announcements. Thank you for joining us today. Here is a quick recap of this.
Praise the Lord. Well, we bless you all. I look forward to seeing you tonight for another wonderful time together in the presence of the Lord. We're just going to say a quick hello to those on Zoom. But thank you. Do we have any first comers here?